There was a fascinating halacha in the Rambam, or it's not actually a halacha, but it cites that there are places that they have some interesting customs regarding Psukei de Zimra. This is in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis. There the Rambam writes that after, there are some places, that after they recited Yishtabach, then they recited Shirat Hayam, Az Yashir, Vachak Mevarchim Al Shema. So the order was Yishtabach, Az Yashir, and then Shema. And the Rambam even cites other places that have the custom of reciting the Shira of Hazinu. That we don't do. But that's an interesting position that we recite Az Yashir after Yishtabach and not before Yishtabach. What would be the basis for that? So as I mentioned in yesterday's nugget, that Baruch Shamar is a matir, allows us to recite Psukei de Zimra. Who are we to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So what are we saying in the bracha? We're doing this simply because we're following the footsteps of our ancestors who praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech, when he recited Tehillim, for example. Uvishire David Avdecha Nehalelcha Hashem Elokeinu. We're going to praise Hashem with Tehillim, with praises that David HaMelech said, or when he blessed Klal Yisrael, Vayivarech David. So we can simply repeat what David HaMelech said. Psukei de Zimra is about Shire David Avdecha predominantly. Az Yashir is not Shire David Avdecha. That's the Shira the Bnei Yisrael had at Har Sinai. So maybe the reason for Az Yashir being after Psukei de Zimra is that initially Psukei de Zimra was only about having those Sukkim of Zimra that were Shirei David Avdecha. Az Yashir is a beautiful song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not part of Shirei David Avdecha, so that's why maybe in some places initially they recite Az Yashir after Psukei de Zimra. Eventually it was incorporated into Psukei de Zimra, and it was added later, even though Baruch She'amar doesn't reference that particular Shira in the Bracha itself.